Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Whether thinking about buying an expensive item, taking a big risk, or trying something you've never tried before, a human brain function usually kicks in and puts on the brakes, allowing for a moment's pause before deciding which action to pursue. New research shows that this deliberation mechanism does not kick in for people with Parkinson's disease who've been treated to suppress tremors with deep brain stimulation. That difference could lead to impulsive decisions. These experiments could be significant in better understanding how the brain makes decisions. Michael Frank is professor of cognitive, linguistic, and psychological sciences at the Brown Institute for Brain Sciences at Brown University. Professor Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what do we now know about how the brain reacts when faced with an impulsive choice?
Well, we know that there are parts of the brain that represent the prospective reward values of different kinds of choices. So if you're trying to pursue choices that could lead to better events than you've experienced in the past, then you're sort of tempted to make those choices and to select them. But you also have to have systems that sort of detect when it's not appropriate to make those choices. For example, if there's a long-term reward in the future and you have to suppress your initial desire to go for something impulsive, then there needs to be brain systems that prevent you from making those quick responses.
And do these go on in different parts of the brain, these functions? The reward or the weighing of the suppression?
Right. There are sort of intricated interactive parts of the brain. So one part of it represents the possible reward value and causes you to try to activate your system to achieve that reward. And another part of it that interacts with it, called the subthalamic nucleus, prevents that impulsive response from happening.
That's kind of putting on the brakes.
So exactly.
So why did you study Parkinson's patients in order to research decision-making?
Because we know a lot about the brain systems involved from animal research, but in humans it's very hard to get at these particular brain areas in a way that's appropriate to study scientifically. But also because some patients with Parkinson's disease, when they're treated with deep brain stimulators, this is a surgical procedure that implants electrodes into the subthalamic nucleus. That's the area that was involved in putting on the brakes. That procedure can improve their motor function tremendously. It's a really great procedure for that. But it can also, in some cases, lead to some aspects of impulsive decisions. So we thought that by studying these patients, by turning on and off their stimulator in this area, we can get a better insight into the mechanisms of the brain and how you're able to stop making decisions impulsively.
How did you study that then?
So what we did is we recorded their brain activity over the frontal cortex, which is another part of the brain, and that's the part that can detect when there's conflict, when you really should take some time to make your decision. And that information is transmitted to this area called the subthalamic nucleus, which then puts on the brake. So what we're able to do is to say, when you're in a situation when you have to respond to different conflicting choices, does your brain detect that conflict, and does that brain signal then predict the ability to slow down when you should slow down? This is a study led by Jim Kavanaugh, a postdoctoral fellow in my lab. He was able to show that to the degree to which the frontal cortex gets active, people were more likely to slow down and to make a better choice. But then in Parkinson's patients, if they're off their deep brain stimulation, we saw the same effect. Their frontal cortex detects when they should take more time, and they take more time. But when you turn on their stimulators, now interfering with the function of this nucleus, the subthalamic nucleus, we found that the patients were still able to detect when they should slow down by looking at their brain activity over frontal cortex, but they were no longer able to translate that information to actually put on the brakes, and they therefore responded impulsively when they shouldn't have.
And we read about this in Science Daily, and for listeners' sake, we do have a link at our website to read the article, but there's a terrific illustration of three, skulls with the DBS on and DBS off, showing these kind of red areas of the brain that show the parts of the brain that were affected by these deep brain stimulators. Now, I understand, Professor Frank, that another experiment involved patients while they were actually on the operating table.
That's right. We wanted to know, instead of just turning off these stimulators on and off to see if it changed behavior, we want to know if the same brain area, the subthalamic nucleus, actually represents the information that there's conflict in your decision. So what Jim Kavanaugh did is he tested patients while they were on the operating table where they were undergoing surgery for deep brain stimulation, but there had not been an electrode implanted to stimulate yet. But he was able to instead use the electrodes to record the brain activity in that structure. And while the patient was undergoing surgery, they're awake, and they don't feel anything in their head, and they're able to actually perform these decision-making tasks that we use on a computer. And he recorded activity from that brain area and found that, indeed, in roughly the same time period that you see over frontal cortex, when the brain detects that they have conflict in their decisions, that information was also encoded in the same area deep inside the brain, the subthalamic nucleus.
Well, before we wrap up, I need to say, what are the ramifications for your work? How does this affect how you're going to be studying impulsivity and decision-making?
It just gives us some more insight into the potential mechanisms involved in making adaptive decisions and taking more time to decide, and we'll look at that from other angles. There's also some possibilities for thinking about how to improve deep brain stimulation therapy in the future such that we can take advantage of this knowledge to improve the mechanism so it's not likely to induce impulsive decisions anymore.
Well, it's not quite brain surgery, but I think I did follow it this time. I really want to thank you for explaining it so clearly.
Thank you.
Professor Michael Frank, a professor of cognitive, linguistic, and psychological studies at Brown University. Now, we do have a link to the article on the subject. That's from Science Daily. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And there are also these illustrations, which actually make it easy to get visually what's going on inside of the brain at this time. That's, again, at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up in just a minute, picturing missed connections. We'll be talking to an artist who does these wonderfully colorful and whimsical interpretations of those missed connections ads on Craigslist. It's quite fanciful and quite lovely. And I think she's had some successes. We'll hear about that after the news from the BBC. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR.